Of all the habits that we've been looking at, I am most excited and would most like to encourage you to this habit. Today we're looking at the habit of learning. But we're not just looking at learning for learning's sake or learning to gain more knowledge. One might even think that in a study about evangelism, the habit of learning would be to focus and learn about the people that God has called us to. But what I love about this chapter and why I recommend this habit to you so much is that what we are learning is Jesus. This habit, above all others, is the key and most important one. If we don't have Christ, what do we have? You and I could throw all the dinner parties in the world and bless everyone we come across immensely. And if we don't have Christ, what will come of these conversations and blessings? In eternity, they will be worth nothing. In Scripture, it says that if I don't have love, I am nothing. And Jesus himself is the very quintessence of love. We must learn Christ if we desire to truly impact the world around us. That being said, I very much appreciate the approach that Michael Frost takes to learning Jesus. Maybe people would think about doing evangelism or adopting habits or becoming missional as things we do. But Frost leads us to reconsider this. We are to think about becoming instead of doing. As we learn Jesus, we become missional. We become people of healthy habits. That is why this habit is most important. It is the key to all of the other habits in this book, as well as the key to finding fulfillment in Christ. If you've been reading this book or following along in the study and been thinking, "Oh, this is great and all, but it's just not for me," then let me tell you that this habit is for you. The habit of learning Christ is the very core of the Christian faith. And if you desire to see growth in your life, if you desire to have a stronger marriage or more passion in your life, or to be sure that you're loved, I would say the best and really only way to do this is to learn Jesus. That's why this habit is so important. It transcends evangelism or missional thinking. It is, in and of itself, the transcendent habit that changes everything. And if you are thinking, "Well, John, aren't you being a bit dramatic?" Well, the answer is no, I'm not being dramatic enough. This is the singular, most important thing that you could be doing with your life. I'd like to encourage you to seriously examine this chapter as a group and to think about if you have learning Jesus as a habit in your life.